Hello and a wonderful day to you. Welcome to second episode in the Spirituality of Laws series. We started with the law of the spirit of life and the law of sin and death in our previous episode. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about a crucial law that God has chosen to lay down as a means of manifestation to his sons. Now, it is important to understand this, that it is only carriers of the life of God that can live by this law. And this law is God's solution for the world. Hallelujah. Now, the law we're going to be talking about is the law of love, or called agape. The law of love. We chose agape next as the law to talk about, for obvious reasons, because God has chosen to manifest himself to us in the form of love. Hallelujah. He has chosen to manifest himself to us in the form of love, and by so doing, we as believers or even unbelievers have to choose whether to accept his solution for the problem of humanity or not. Now, God created man. Man fell from grace. They fell short of the glory of God. And God, in his infinite wisdom, decided to provide a solution to man. And the solution he provided to man was in the form of love. Now, it is common knowledge that the problem of man is death. It is common knowledge that the problem of man, after this got separated from God, is death. I mean, death itself means separation from God, basically. All right. Now, if the problem of God, of man, was death, God chose to provide a solution to that death through love. Are we together now? God chose to provide a solution to the death of man through love. The permanent solution is God's love. This is what John 3:16 is saying. That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So God's solution to the death of men is life. But this life manifests through love. So there is a key lesson we must understand here, that the life of God is manifested through the love of God. So many times as believers in Christ Jesus, we fail to understand this simple truth, that the life of God that is in us is manifested through the love of God that is in us. So the love of God is a carrier and a medium for the manifestation of the life of God. So if you're a born-again believer and you're struggling to manifest the life of God, what you may be missing is the love of God. Hallelujah. God showed a pattern. He loved the world and he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but become back his sons. And Jesus revealed this secret in John chapter 15 and verse 1. He said, I am the vine, my father is the husbandman, saying, I am the vine, it is my father that has planted me. I want to get a brethren. So, my father planted me, the vine, so that he can harvest you, the branches, and your fruits. So, if the branches of the vine are going to bring forth fruit just as the vine, I want to get it now. They are going to have to live the life of the vine. And the only way the life of the vine can be shot forth in the branches is through the fruits of the vine. So, bearing fruit, so to say, is important to the manifestation as a part of the vine. And this is what we need to understand. Our fruit bearing as believers, say our fruitfulness as believers, starts from living by the law of love. Because the system that we are in, that is the kingdom of God that we belong to, has his own system. And that system is operating through love. John chapter 13 and verse 34. The Lord Jesus said, "Again, I write unto you a new commandment." He was talking to the disciples now. He said, "I write unto you a new commandment." So that is to tell you that I'm saying, I write unto you a new law, that you love one another. And I'll make it clear for them. If I say you love one another, I'm not saying you should have some kind of affection towards one another. No, this is what I'm saying. He went on to explain it and he said, "Even as I have loved you, love one another." Now, the way I loved you is that I am giving my life for you. The way I loved you is that I am sharing my status with you. The way I loved you is that I am calling you my friends, when indeed I am the one that created you. The way I loved you is that I am showing patience and understanding in even in your foolishness. The way I loved you is that I am showing understanding and patience in even in your unbelief. And he's saying, choose to love me the same way. This is beyond the emotional attachment of love. This is a system of living in the kingdom of God. That love one another the way I have loved you. Love one another the way I have loved you. So if any man falls short of this love, he falls short of the fullness of God, and he begins to live in fear. And this is why the absence of love in the life of a believer leads to fear. Many times we think that it is the absence of faith that leads to fear. That is not true. It is the absence of love that leads to fear. Because faith, let me say it this way, because love is faith in action. Love is faith in action. And so every time that you are not dwelling in love, you are not dwelling in God. This is what the Bible says. So if you're not dwelling in God, you're dwelling in fear. So as a believer in Christ Jesus, if you find fear a regular feature in your life, it is an evidence that the love of God is missing. He that is, made perfect in love does not fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. That's what the Bible says. 1 John chapter 3, to be precise. Now, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16, the Bible says, "We have known and believed the love that God had to us." Now, what we know is the love that God has for us. He said, "We have known this love and we have believed this love." So God's solution for humanity as it is love. And this love was encapsulated in Christ Jesus. This love was represented in Christ Jesus. He said, "We have known the love that God acts for us, and we have believed this love." And the Bible says that God is love. So God himself has chosen to manifest himself to us in love. And so if you're going to manifest the fullness of God, that is love, that means that you must continually live in love every day of your life. In this episode, we're not going to talk too much about love because we have a lot to say about agape in our current series. So you might just refer to agape. You might just refer to our teachings on agape. So what we're saying is this, and it's very simple and very straightforward. As a believer, love is the medium to which to experience the fullness of God. Love is the system to which to experience God as he is. So if you live by the law of love, you are going to experience the kingdom of God, even on earth. If you do not live by the law of God, you are not going to experience the kingdom. So usually what you are missing is the law, that is of love. And this is where we're going to be stopping today, by the grace of God. Tomorrow, in another episode, we're going to be looking at another important law that you must live by if you are going to experience the fullness of God. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.